Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. You've got a song here titled Killed by Grace. Tell us about that song before
this
you sing
it. This is another, I'm sorry, I like to share the new ones. They're the ones probably that are the most near and dear to my heart.
Yeah,
this
of course.
As I've been preparing for Easter, this has been a recent song. I have heard the stories 100 times just about what Jesus did, and I've heard every Christian cliche my whole life. And it dawned on me the other day that death was destroyed by the most nonviolent thing in the world, and that was grace. And this song is just, it's my way of saying, I'm just so grateful for the amazing grace of Jesus that saves my soul and gives me life and purpose.
Hallelujah.
And I have heard it told 100 ways how you lived your life to take my place. But every story's true, you made a way. This act of love, the gift you gave on the day that death was killed by grace. All the world that stood and watched in wait to see if you would hesitate, but you freely gave your life away when you hung upon the cross that day. On the day that death was killed by grace, it's grace, grace, amazing grace that saves my soul and it makes me whole. It's grace. My fate that I did not deserve your grace, but you freely gave your life away and you took my sin into that grave and you rose to prove you overcame on the day that death was killed by grace. It's grace, grace, amazing grace that saves my soul and it makes me whole. It's grace, grace, unending grace. Oh, I thank you, Jesus, for amazing grace. It's an act of love, the gift you gave that I did not deserve to take on the day that death was killed by grace.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.